This bastion is called Nedre Platt and becomes brutally attacked in the last siege that Bohus has to endure. Bohus has now been Swedish since 1658, but Norway does not give up so easily. In 1676, the Norwegian governor Ulrik Fredrik Gyldenløve attacks Bohuslän with about 4,000 men to take Bohuslän back to Norway. The Norwegian Gyldenløve sends a letter to the Swedish Lieutenant General Harald Stakke. He threatens that it will only be a matter of time before the castle is taken over, and that they will spare the Swedes' lives if they just lay down their arms. This letter is received with contempt by Harald Stakke, who, sitting on the commode, writes the following. Sitting, shitting, I received your letter. The more I read, the more it drift. The ground was bare, and there weren't any leaves, so I used your letter to wipe my arse. Annoyingly, the attack must be stopped as diseases ravage the Danish-Norwegian army. 2 years later, on May 20th, 1678, Gyldenløve returns, now with almost four times as many men. They are now surrounding and shelling Bohus constantly for 6 weeks. Roughly 20,000 cannonballs, grenades, and stink pots are fired at the fortress. The heaviest fire comes from the top of Fontenberget, where the cannons have a good firing angle, and the lower flat bastion, where we now stand, is in the middle of the worst fire. Inside, only about 900 men defend the castle, against the nearly 15,000 men who are outside. Prior to the siege, the Swedish officers had signed an agreement, which means that a surrender is not even conceivable, as they would then be considered traitors. But food, gunpowder, and other necessities are now running low, and the situation is becoming increasingly dire. One of the flour stores in the castle church's attic gets hit so that a large portion of the last flour lay like mist over the entire castle. Legend has it that the Swedes let their last cow walk back and forth here on the lower flat, lined with different cow hides to trick the enemy into thinking that there was still plenty of food. Ultimately, Marshal Gustav Otto Stenbock comes to the rescue. Gyldenløve realizes that the battle is lost and retreats north. Bohus once again withheld the onslaught for its final test, and Bohuslän remains Swedish.